how do we prepare our kids for jobs that don't even exist yet? Also, bear in mind that these days, futurists are saying that our children will be having not one or even two careers, but maybe four, five, or six in their lifetime. It's exciting, but at the same time, a bit daunting. Morris Mizalowski is a business futurist. Good morning, Morris.
Good morning, Ron.
Now, it is something that we have known about for years, the fact that we do jobs now that won't be around in 10 years' time and vice versa. How do we go about preparing our kids for the future that is, in many respects, unknown?
You're absolutely right, it is unknown. And they will have their six careers and 14 jobs through their lifetime. Their work span's going to be, most probably up until they're into their early 80s, and they'll live till they're 120. So their workplace is going to be something vastly different than mine as a baby boomer was.
Can you just backtrack?
Sure.
Now, this is stats that are pretty much proven that a child born today will work till their early 80s, live until they're 120, all things going according to Hoyle.
It's hard to prove something into the future, but it's widely acceptable. So the Australian Bureau of Statistics uses that. They talk about up to 100. I talk about up to 120. Most people in the medical profession believe we're talking about kids born today, maybe a little bit, you know, last five or ten years, will certainly live to 100, 110 quite easily. Australian Bureau of Statistics also tells us something, but at the moment we have just under 300 people in Australia who are over the age of 100. By the time we get to 2050, we're going to have 72,000 people over 100 years of age living in Australia. So those kinds of figures given to us by the government, by medical and other people, tells us that not so much that the figure's right, but the indication is that we are going to live that length of life or be able to.
So therefore, we need to re-engage our thought process to incorporate that prospect, don't we?
Absolutely. And the answer to your question really is that we need to celebrate the life and the careers that we had, but we can't necessarily encumber our children with the same thoughts because their need of employment will be so different from the one that I was given.
How do you mean?
When I grew up, I'm a baby boomer. When I grew up, I was told that I needed to finish my education, year 10, 11, 12, whatever it was, find a vocation, a career, or a trade. That employer would most probably see you through for most of your employment life, hand you over to the government for a pension, and then back to the family for what was left of the rest of your life. And that's putting it in a very crass way, but that was pretty much the dream that I was sold. And society loved that, and we were okay with that. Today's kids don't have that kind of belief, they don't have that kind of understanding, nor do we make that implied promise to them anymore. They know that their average career tenure at the moment is 2.4 years. They know that if they want to advance, more than likely, not every employer, but for most people, they're going to have to move employers to be able to advance their career or their life. They work differently, not better or us. I mean, baby boomers will argue about this, but not better or us than us. They work differently because they work to project and task. They work to complete something rather than that 9 to 5 Monday to Friday, which suited us, and that worked well for the world that we grew up in. So their lifestyle causes angst to baby boomers and builders. I get that. I mean, I'm one of them, but that doesn't make it right for them.
How far behind is government lagging in all this?
Well, how far back can I look? As usual, governments of all flavours, all styles, everywhere across the world, tend to be more reactionary. They tend to wait until something's happened and then put infrastructure in place. And that kind of makes sense. So my answer often is that government, with the best of intention, really is not, I think, fully capitalising on what innovation and what this future workspace will be.
You're listening to ABC Southwest. It's 4 to 11. My guest, if you've just joined us, is Morris Mizalowski, and he's a business futurist. We're talking about jobs of the future, and where our kids will be in 10, 15, 20 years' time, 80 years' time even, if you take what Morris was talking about with children born today working into their 80s. Now, in some respects, we have a very good example of where we are at the moment with the number of people who are engaged in the computer industry, which really wasn't in existence 30 years ago. So it's a very good example of how our careers have changed in that last 30 years. So if you put that in the template, what are we looking at in terms of careers? careers, say, in the next 30 years then, Morris?
A lot of the jobs we have now will still be around, and that's really important to say because we're not in a wholesale change. I do believe we're going through a third industrial revolution, and much is changing.
But are we going through it, or have we been through it with the advent of computers?
No, no, we're just beginning. We're truly just at the beginning of it.
Right.
It's going to take us another 50 years or so at least.
Right.
And what's happening now is that innovation is so quick, changes are so often. We talked about, again, baby boomer, talked about change being generational, and that was quite a mantra, and most of us believe that. You know, if America did something, we waited 5 years to find it in Australia. There was a slow uptake. Television took the best part of 10 or 15 years to get into everyone's home, maybe longer. All that's changed. So we're finding that the world is significantly different. You said rightly, you know, 10 years ago there was no social media, there was no Facebook, there was no LinkedIn, and we can argue the good or bad of that, and perhaps should. But it didn't exist. And look at all the industries, look at all the billionaires, not that that's a good barometer of a good industry or not, but look at all the billionaires, all the people involved just in social media in the last 10 years. Again, my parents could never have even thought about such a possibility of a job.
Is the car industry also a good example of this, given where we've been to in the last 12 months with the car industry in Australia, where, you know, we're looking down the gun of another 3 or 4 years and nobody involved in the car industry as we know it today?
I think so, and this is a really difficult thing to say. I mean, there's nothing good to be said about people losing their jobs or their careers and perhaps their prospects not being as bright as they might have been. Nothing good at all. But the industry itself is only 70 or 80 years old. In Australia, it employs about 17,500, or used to, 17,500 people directly in car assembly, far more in all of the ripple industries it worked in. When you take an industry like health, which is one of the growth sectors moving forward for employment, now that industry at the moment employs 1.4 million people right now, and I think that will go up to over 2.5 million.
What, in Australia?
In Australia. There's about 1.4 million, according to the ABS again and to IBIS stats, that are involved somehow in the health or allied health industries.
Right, so the nurses, doctors, physiotherapists.
Nurses, absolutely, all of those wellness coaches, all that industry, anybody that's really involved in helping us live better, stronger, healthier lives. So that's not to put manufacturing into a position of anything other than we wish it the best, may it be robust, may people always find employment in it. Absolutely a desire we all have. But in this evolutionary phase that we're in, many of the tasks that are done in manufacturing have unfortunately been outsourced to repetitive machines, have been used as part of a wider process.
Which was always going to be the case if you look back 20 years ago and we were looking to the future. The robot was always going to be the demon. But look, we've run out of time.
Fascinating.
What a pity, Morris. But thank you very much.
A pleasure.
All the best. Morris Zelowski, business futurist. ABC Radio, it's coming up to 11 o'clock.